I want to share briefly at the beginning something which I've described church as you don't know it. And it's a video of the underground church in China.
Then there's China. Few places in the world are seeing the explosion of God's power like the underground church in China is experiencing. And in the last 60 years, China's communist government has done its best to wipe Christianity off the map. What you are about to see is some of the rarest footage on the planet. In this church, the people wake up at 4:30 to come together for 2 hours to pray and worship. They do this every day. This church meets in the only place they're safe, a cave. This church meets on a farm, far away from prying eyes. Here's an example of an underground church outreach. The people sitting are Christians. The people who are standing are not. This particular preacher was once crippled, but was healed when someone prayed for her. She now preaches the good news of Jesus to anyone who will listen. In this particular meeting, over 1,000 people became Christians. Here, Christians cast out demons from an 18-year-old girl. She's now a preacher. In Shanghai alone, there are over 3,000 house churches, just like this one. One thing Dennis pointed out to me was that most of the underground churches in China are actually led by young people. These kids have all come out of the communist system, and they want nothing to do with it. They only want to spread the love of Jesus to everybody they meet. This is a music school. Well, that's the cover anyway. It's really a training school for students who want to be pastors. The government thinks they're simply learning to play instruments. One thing I quickly realized about the Chinese church is that it's a lot different from the American one. For one thing, they think a 4-hour sermon is short. In this church service, it's 120 degrees inside the building. The people meet for 12 hours straight. Dennis told me one story about a time he went to a very remote village in China to preach. He was led into a large room where the people were packed so closely together that he had his back to the wall and could reach out and touch the row in front of him. Everyone stood. There was no room to sit. He asked how long he should preach for, and they told him from 8:30 to 7 at night. Then they asked him, if it wasn't too much trouble, could you come back tomorrow and preach from 8:30 to 7 again? And then, very sheepishly, they asked again, if you'd be so kind, could you come back the day after that and preach from 8:30 to 7? He asked how often he should take breaks, and they told him not to stop. The people will wait. Then he asked them what he should preach on. Everything, they replied, from Genesis to Revelation. And then it dawned on him, these people had no Bibles.
Okay, well, churches, we don't know it. You think I preach for a long time? Yeah. Essentially, it's a very different environment from what we used to. In persecution, there seems to be passion. In comfort, there's often complacency. We cannot afford to be comfortable or complacent, and we need to be prepared for what may be coming. I want to share this word in light of that with young people, Cindy Jacobs' word, which I shared last time, and I want to pick up again on it. A great move of the Holy Spirit upon children ages 2 to 12 began in 2014, but will spread to other nations in this year and will grow rapidly in intensity. They will be the Samuels of this generation. Be very accurate in hearing God's voice. Mike Bryant, when he was here a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, had a heavenly vision of children. It was part of an open vision. He was standing here in worship, and he had an open vision of heaven, and he saw children. This is what he said. Then God took me to this place. This was a place in heaven where I saw children worshiping. They were worshiping him. Children who were in heaven worshiping with our worship. I saw a whole group of children who were kneeling down on green grass worshiping with us in this room. And at the time, I wondered what that actually meant. When we were in, a few of us were engaging heaven about the exchange, that place where we can be a place where people can exchange their old life for a new life. Two of those people actually saw how important children were going to be in what God was going to do. And I think that means we need to start to get ready. So in heaven, there's a place, and I've been to this place a few times, where all the children are who have been through miscarriages, abortions, and they're being prepared and to be released and to be untangled by the world because they've never engaged the world as we know it, and they're going to be returned as a new cloud of witnesses. And I've seen where angels are tutoring them and training them, and their time of growth and maturity is not like it is on earth. It's like when I engaged several of them, there were my grandchildren, because my daughters have had several miscarriages, and I actually met them there and had an experience with them, and they were older than what they would have been in this position, but they were still children. And God recently took me there again, and I was there recently, and he said this, "Son, meet Rosharel." And I met this wonderful child, and she said, "I am free, grandfather. I'm being prepared to assist in the great move that's coming, where the white ones will be fully unveiled and released." And I just felt such a pure heart and a loving nature, because there was no tainting with the world. But they're there being prepared. And they've been prepared, and they want to be involved with us. That was what that prophetic word was about. A heavenly vision where they're looking. They're watching and observing. There's going to be a release of a whole new cloud of witnesses that are surrounding us for the generation that's coming. So children on earth are going to be engaging supernaturally with God in heaven and those cloud of witnesses to become the warriors that God is calling them to be. Just like that prophetic word, Samuel was a little boy who heard the voice of God and he became a great prophet who actually anointed kings and brought kings into government. So here we have a wider ministry than just our local area. And God said this to me, "I'm calling you to raise up legislators and oracles for this new cycle of justice that we're in. I sent you to the nations." Remember, I shared a vision where I was here on a Sunday morning and simultaneously all over the world declaring before governments. And it was an edict for the Joshua generation and the harvest. Now God said, "Now you must be prepared to answer their calls. Don't ignore the nations any longer. The forerunners will reach out to you, answer their calls, and help equip them to rule in their nations with righteousness and justice. Son, listen intently for the sound of the hunger that will be released from the nations. Son, watch for the signs that I will give and respond as a true son of Issachar. I will raise up those who will take up the slack here so you can go where the sound is loudest and the signs are clearest." And this is really what we want to share about today. God is raising up people here to be in government and to establish the government of God here. Yeah. "Just as you have found a way to be creative and to build, with a desire to build, I will enable you to make a new way." Next year, and this is a prophetic word for next year, the construction cycle will begin where eagle and ox will partner and great grace will be released and manifold grace will lead to greater grace upon grace in preparation for a cycle of unprecedented mercy that will follow. So it's all about being prepared. Church as you don't know it. What is our identity as a church? Who are we? Why are we here? What are we called to do? And how are we called to do it? And God is giving revelation to equip us into that. Try and get this thing to not flip from one thing to another. So Freedom Church, transforming lives. That's what our logo is, a butterfly. And it's about transformation, about transfiguration, about change. And God has called us to operate in that. Hebrews. Hebrews 12:26. His voice shook the earth then, and now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth but the heavens. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. God shook things in the past. He's continuing to shake things, and he's going to continue to shake things as we go forward. And this is our response. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Things basically are not going to continue as they are. Shaking is coming. We can't assume everything's going to be the same. This is not a doom and gloom come and rescue us scenario. It's actually where the true church of God will get revealed. It's going to be an opportunity for the true church to arise and shine, as of Isaiah 60. It's how the mountain of the house of the Lord is going to be raised up, Isaiah 2:2. So we must start preparing now for what's coming. Not just do things now in light of where we are, but in light of the future that God is revealing. One of the biggest hindrances is normalcy, the trap of the familiar. Everything is going to be much the same. That creates complacency. It is time. Now, if those of you who've seen The Lion King, that's mentioned a few times in The Lion King. We were watching with the grandchildren a new Lion King film, and it's about the grandchildren and the grandchildren, and in it, the grandchildren finds the roar. And they find this roar and connects up with the heavenly lions in this thing. That was a really, really good story. And the whole thing is, it is time. And God is giving us now the time. We've been called to know the times and seasons. We've been given a prophetic timetable. We're in a place where we need to be preparing for a harvest to come, which is what we were sharing last time. So that when this age ends, we can go into the ages to come to continue to fill God's purpose for us. But we need to be prepared here and now. So sons of Issachar are those who know the times. Our destiny as a church and a ministry is calling us to be forerunners. Therefore, we must operate as forerunners. Freedom Apostolic Resources, that's what we want to share about today, is one of our church mountains. It's a ministry area that's calling to equip for what is coming. So Freedom Apostolic Resources, again, to bring transformation, to help people come into freedom. It's our ministry mountain area, and that's what we're mandated and equipped to do. Now, mountains, you know, are places of governmental spheres. God is speaking. His voice is the sound coming out of heaven right now. He's always speaking. The question is, are we listening to what he's saying? And he's speaking to us today. He's calling people to resonate with his voice, come into agreement, harmony with what he's saying. What is God saying? Well, he's given us a blueprint. So to us, he's showing us what we're called to build. And we have a blueprint with the church. We have seven mountains, those spheres, and we have different ministries that we are called to establish to help do what God's calling us to do. So Freedom Mountains represent, let's get this up right, oops. Freedom Mountains represent the seven areas that God has called us to operate in governmentally. Good news, freedom, health, harmony, blessing, media, enterprise. There also are Shalom ministries, the ministries that we do to minister to people, to bring peace, Exchange, Freedom Community Alliance, Freedom Social Enterprises, and Freedom Apostolic Resources. Our bench of 12, sort of our overall government of what we do in a wider sense, represents each of those mountains. The Angel of the House represents our bench of 7, Freedom Apostolic Resources, and there'll be other members representing those other areas. So today we want to present that blueprint, the mandate that we have for Freedom Apostolic Resources Mountains. All the other mountains have presented, and people have got involved with that, so we're inviting you to listen, to see if you resonate with any of the things that we're going to share, to see if you'd like to be involved in reaching out to equip and prepare what's coming. So as a church, we're called to be part of the Joshua generation, to receive our kingdom inheritance beyond the veil, engaging in heaven, and we're called to reach and equip the next harvesting generation in the supernatural ways of their inheritance. That's what we're called to do. So God spoke about 3 years ago and said this: freedom is to be a Sandhurst or a West Point, which are military training for officers, to raise up officers for the next generation, those capable of leading into battle. Officers who understand and outwork strategy and battle plans. You must be able to fast track people, which is why we're putting into place an equipping track. I've given you all the tools of ministry and revelation you need to quickly get people on the right track. Now, he said this, and this is a few years ago, and we've been working this out to get to this point. The government must be in place, in other words, all those mountains and all those benches, and the council must be functioning, that's the bench of 12, effectively ruling the house, taking charge of the courts. I've told you to prepare the house for glory. All you've done up till now is lay a new foundation. Now, this was back in 2013. Now you must build and have a blueprint revealed and on display on earth as it is in heaven, which is where that blueprint came from. I will release the scrolls and mandates necessary to rule effectively, establish the ministries that are destined to be released from the mountains. So there are ministries, areas where we serve the purpose of God in that blueprint that God wants to release. And that's one of them we're sharing today. They must be willing to step up to their thrones, take responsibility for the authority. I'm willing to release them. Which is why we've been inviting people to be participating in all the mountains and all the spheres of government. Call people to be drawn to the vision and they will strategically be released to you. Well, I've been doing that for the last 3 years, which is why some of you are here, I believe. You must have the mountains occupied, then the power, people, and fresh resources will be released. I'm calling lords to come forth to step out and take their positions of responsibility. I will release the scrolls for the mountains of the church, Freedom Apostolic Resources, the area and the region as you take your position in the realms of the kingdom of heaven. And this is again 3 years ago. Now we're starting to see this at work. So Freedom Apostolic Resources. It's a mountain. It's a place of authority. Our mandate is what we're authorized to do. Our blueprint is how we're called to do it. We're authorized to gather and connect relationally to resource, equip, and release. So we're to be a catalyst for transformation. Now, a catalyst is to help give energy to a reaction, but it's not used or expended itself. We're a fire starter to help ignite passion with heavenly revelation, unveiling a new reality of truth. So our mandate is to connect heaven and earth to release eternal destiny, to release heaven's sounds and frequencies into the created order, to equip, to encounter and experience true reality, heavenly intimacy, freedom, transformation, progressive revelation. To release heavenly, earthly, legislative government, to help equip lords, kings, sons to engage their heavenly positions of governmental authority, to equip them to rule God's house, have charge of the heavenly courts, access and influence the councils and assemblies of God. To release heavenly blueprints and mandates, to administrate the times and seasons by aligning the circle of the deep. To produce and provide resources that will enable the sons of God to answer creation's groan and be manifested on the earth. So God has told us we can do all that. Now, me and Jeremy are not going to do that on our own. So we're looking for other people to be involved in this. Zechariah 3:7, I guess, sums that up as a scripture. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if you'll walk in my ways, if you'll perform my service, then you will also govern my house, you will also have charge of my courts, and I will grant you free access among those who are standing here in the courts and assemblies of God. So the focus in this season we're in right now is on reaching and releasing and equipping the Joshua generation. That's our current mandate. to call forth and equip the Joshua generation, a worldwide Joshua, Joseph, Enoch, and Daniel, David generation. There are aspects of that which are beyond what Joshua just did into embracing those others. To call into the wilderness, to the next wave, to release the sound of deep calling to deep. God wants to call people out of that wilderness to come into the promised land of their inheritance, to help bring believers around the world to come into the heavenly order, to release the heavenly sound, to bring the old wilderness mountains down and raise the valleys up, to open portals in the heavenly realms for the sounds of heaven to engage earth, to release the sound that God calls forth government of God over regions and nations, to support and encouragement for those who respond governmentally, to equip the Joshua generation to rule the house, take charge of the courts, stand in the assemblies and the councils of God, to equip the order of Melchizedek to legislate effectively, to produce and provide resources, to establish the blueprints, to establish new order ecclesia and cities of refuge, to call forth and equip benches of 3, 7, and 12, to align the circle of the deep, to release those resources of heaven to the earth. Our seven spheres of authority, and these are the seven things that God has told us that we have government in this mountain: resources, consultation, discipleship and mentoring, the ecclesia, government and legislation, regions, nations, continents, cities of refuge. So there are seven areas that we have specific governmental responsibility for, and we need people to respond to those. Now, I don't know what all those mean, and actually it's not my responsibility to go and find out. It's the people who are called to those positions of authority to do that. Our activities, the things we do to accomplish our mandate, to gather, to connect, to impart, and to release. That's God's, what God has called us to do. There are many layers of what those things mean. What does it mean to gather? There are physical gatherings where we connect people physically. There are virtual gatherings where we connect people virtually in the cloud, if you like. Heavenly and angelic gatherings where we facilitate angels coming into connection with the earth. Ecclesia, our people gathered around a heavenly blueprint. So there's an aspect of gathering in that. Relationally engaging with people. That's really what it's about. Everything we do is about relationship. So we shared last week about the strategy for how we can grow. Well, actually, one of our tribes may well be gathering virtually. Lots of people around the world continually asking us, how can they belong here? Because they can't find somewhere that can equip them where they live. So we may actually have a virtual tribe that meet together relationally around the world, but are connected to here. So what does it mean to connect? It's connecting people to help facilitate the relationships that are established from gathering. As we gather, there are connections that are formed with people. Physical, relational connections between people, areas, regions, and nations. So as I've been gathering people around the world, connecting with them, they've been connecting with each other. And they've been making connections in their own cities or own regions. They didn't know each other, a lot of them. Now they're starting to connect. This isn't a structural or organizational thing. It's a relational thing. Connecting heaven and earth. Connecting the angelic realm and the seven spirits of God. Connecting with the cloud of witnesses. Connecting with the four orders of angels. We have four angels here who gather with us. Transformation, winds of change, sound of many waters, and refiner's fire. They gather here, but they are orders of angels, and wherever I go, I release them. And they stay when they're where they're welcome, and they begin to engage with people. We've been gathering and connecting people together within nations, areas, regions, states, time zones, and continents to help people make those relationships which are going to establish God's government. In a sense, that goes from -8 to +10, 12 time zones. 30 different countries on 5 continents. And in actual fact, although I'm not physically gathering with people in Hawaii, which is in the -10 time zone, I guess, or there are people there who follow our resources and are using our resources. So we're connecting up to help facilitate those relationships, to provide support and encouragement for them. So we're walking alongside people on their journeys. We're not over them. We're not under them. There's no hierarchy. We're walking alongside to help equip and encourage. what God wants to do. So we're providing support to various groups who are transitioning right now or are wanting to start being a New Order Ecclesia. So we're helping them by providing resources and relationally connecting to help that consultation process with them. So we're helping people to establish government, the government of God, in various nations around the world. Relationally making connections between them. Establishing heavenly patterns of government. So our mandate in that is to support, equip, release government relationally. Not structurally, not with a hierarchy, but through relationship. A couple years ago, God gave me this vision. I was in heaven. He showed me this map, and he showed me this pattern of government. Now, I've been able to connect up with what God has been doing. I went to the Northwest last year, and there's so many fantastic testimonies of people outworking the government of God. They've formed benches, they've made connections with each other, they're supporting each other. It's excellent. I've also been to other parts, into the Southeast and to the Northeast, and they're now connecting with each other. So I'm going in April to the Southwest to help facilitate something there that God wants to do to establish the perimeter of that nation in government. Also, there's Canada, where we're now connecting up with people in Canada. We have connections with people in Germany and in England specifically. So we're connecting with people in England to try and establish these governments. A couple of weeks ago, we met with our region to help the regional government to be established in each of our areas in our region. So there's lots of things which we've been doing. In this, we just want to walk alongside people as long as they need us. We're helping legislation because we have legislative groups. That's for individuals, towns, cities, regions. We're mandated to disciple or mentor to encourage people to hear God for themselves. What we're not doing is telling people what to do. We're encouraging them to hear God for themselves, to believe that God will give them heavenly revelation of what it is he's calling them to do. So currently I'm involved with 35 different mentoring groups in 16 different nations. I'm at capacity as it stands, but you know, as God gives you more to do, he always finds the time and the space to do it. But we do need, as the need is increasing, we need others to help fulfill this mandate, to be part of God's blueprint, to also do some of the things that I'm doing and some of the things that God is calling us to do here and to release that. So we're also called to visit other places so that we can gather and connect and establish an equipment release there, which is why I've been traveling over the last couple of years. So we're mandated to gather people. Oops, I haven't done that. Now, some of that, people will come here. People will come here, and as they come here, we will engage with them. There have been people who come here from different places around the world already. It's going to increase. People have come and visited here, and some have stayed. Valtrap came and visited. She desired to come and stay with us for a season. We don't know how long that season will be, but there are others preparing in other nations right now to come and be with us here. Eventually, we'll have an intern program at a ministry school to gather, connect, equip, and release. But right now, we're just reaching out with the resources that we got. But God will increase those resources because most of those resources are really about people, not just physical things. Again, it's a relational connection, not structure. We're not trying to form a new stream with hierarchy. It's just relationship. So we're looking to outwork our church blueprint, the vision and values that God has given us, starting here, by expanding outwards. So living in and living out the manifest presence of God. So we can live in the dual realms of heaven and earth, helping each person find and fulfill their destiny, helping people to become free, free to know God by experience, free to see their eternal destiny by experience, free to be who God created each person to be by experience, free to do what God created each individual to do. Every one of us has a destiny. Our call, our mandate, is to help equip people to fulfill that destiny. Free to go beyond the limitations of time and space to where God is calling us to be and go. And that is expanding into the things that God has called us. So many testimonies where people are now engaging beyond heaven and time and space limitations. That is a diagram which expresses our blueprint. So we have those four areas to gather, connect, impart, and release, and our seven mountains. And we're looking to actually establish this and outwork this. So our equipping is delivered through personal mentoring and teaching. So what I do generally online most days is engaging various groups of people around the world looking to help equip them, provide teaching for them. We have a legislative groups which have activations attached to them so that we actually do legislative things. We're providing resources through the blog, YouTube channel, websites, audio and visual downloads. Jeremy will demonstrate some of that. We have the Engaging God program. Primarily, that's how we're engaging with people online to equip them. The full title of that is Engaging God on the Heavenly Pathways of Relationship and Responsibility. And it's an interactive online manual. And hopefully soon we'll have a different platform to run that on. So in June 2014, we recruited for an alpha test group. Now, I was expecting maybe a dozen people, maybe 20, so we could have two groups. But actually, we ended up with 200 people. We launched that in August 2014. In January 2015, I started mentoring those in 20 alpha groups. 2015 February, we recruited for beta groups, and now we've got over 700 subscribers to that program in a year. There's a hunger out there. God wants us to do that. September 2015, we launched 11 legislative groups with about 190 people involved in those. We have a leaders in transition group to support leaders to help this process through, because we've been through it here. We know how hard it is. It's not easy. You know, it's not been easy to come into something new. We have to renew our minds, renew how we do things, change how we do things. So now we have a mentoring program encouraging the alpha group to mentor the beta group. And some of the beta group people are now starting to also mentor. So we have groups of people doing the manual together, not just individuals. Actually, we have some churches are doing it together, and groups that meet together just to do that manual and to follow the equipping process. So we have many resources and many ways of connecting to people. One of the things we have is mentoring videos, and we have about 450 of those. With at this point in time, I measured it a couple of days ago, 387,666 views. So they're quite popular. We have a Facebook channel and a Facebook page to try and connect and promote some of what we're doing. And now, personally, I've got 4,951 friends. Do I know them? No, but they are able to receive some of the things I post. I get to 5,000, there's a limit. You can only have 5,000 friends. Then we'll have to get people start to follow so they can get some of the things. There's a hunger out there. We're connecting with more and more people. Our focus as a mountain is to gather more friends and connect them to their destinies and each other, to impart experiential revelation. It's not about teaching. It's about helping them experience God and release them to fulfill their purpose in legislation. So we provide consultancy. We come alongside people in relationship and help them engage God, helping them engage their mandate and their blueprint for their areas, helping them establish foundational government benches of three. And we help them walk that out, because it's not easy. I've had to sit down with a number of people online, connect with them over the issues that this throws up. Problems with benches and how they work out and how you work through the problems as a culture of honor. So we've done that in the UK and the US to help establish those blueprints and benches of three. And there's ongoing relationship in that. We can support and encourage through the process, because it's a process. It's taking us years to get to where we are, and we're still in that process of changing and being matured in what we're doing. So Jeremy is the other member of the bench of three, and we need one more, obviously, because there's just two of us. So anyone feel called to that mountain, be great. And he's going to share some of the testimonies of and demonstrate some of those things. And I'm just going to try and leave that. Then, there you go. I'm not sure that works, but.
Okay, so at this point I take over, and So what are the resources that that we're actually offering at the moment? Well, Mike talked about website. The first one is the church website. Now, I'm hoping the technology is going to work for me because I want to try and open all these links and show you what they actually look like. That's the plan anyway. So, on a good day, how about that? Freedom Church website. So on the Freedom Church website, this is primarily intended for people who are members of Freedom Church. And I can't find my mouse. There we go. And so if you look along the top here, you've got quite a few items on the menu here. I'll just click there. If you're a church member and you click there, then it's going to ask you for a password, a username and a password, which we can give you. And then church members can access all kinds of stuff there. Unfortunately, if you're not a member of the local church here, then you're not able to access that. Sorry about that at the moment. But as Mike was talking about there, we are considering how we can make church happen in different ways for people who are possibly not even here geographically with us. If you want to contact us, it's there. There's a resources tab there, which has all kinds of things in it, including the YouTube channel. If you fetch up here, we'll come to that in a minute. I'll lose that one for a minute and move on down. It's really not working. Thank you. Yes, that'll work. Okay, so the next one is the freedomtrust.org.uk, which is actually our apostolic resources website. If I click on that one will open, and you'll see that it looks fairly similar, except that it's blue, not orange. Now on here again, you've got the menu across the top. If I click on resources, we've got all kinds of things there, articles and documents, free podcasts, Sons of Issachar blog is there, teaching series are there for people who are not located here with us. They can access the teaching series that Mike has taught here, including the Engaging God program. And you can click on that link and find things there. Teaching series themselves are here. And you'll see we've got the Engaging God program. We've got purchase downloads and we've got free podcasts. So actually the first episode of every series that Mike teaches, we make that available free of charge, just as an introduction for people so they can get a flavor of what Mike's teaching about in that and decide if it's something that they want to, that they want to pick up on. YouTube is the next one along there. And I will show you the YouTube channel in a minute, but for a moment, here just under that tab, you've got Index of Supernatural Mentoring videos, which Val Trout has put together for us. And if I click on that and open it, you'll see that we've got a list of themes, we've got listed according to date, and we've got ones which have activation exercises attached to them. And you can find all those on the YouTube channel, and you can find the indexes to those all here on this page. Again, contact details. This your account here. If you're someone who's bought some of Mike's resources online, and you've used the WooCommerce platform that we use to deliver those, then you can find everything that you've ever bought and re-download it again from the Your Account tab there. Okay, let's close that one up. So we had a look to see how visible our website was. And these are just numbers, all right? They don't necessarily mean a lot, but they were much larger numbers than we thought they were going to be. So we've had, since September 2015, which is like, that's 4 months ago, had 1,555 plus 1,000 successful requests. That is millions, 1.5 million, effectively, successful requests. That's not web page views or anything like that. That's just something happening on the internet that's reaching into our site to pull out one of our resources or one of our files or one of our images or whatever. But the data transferred since that date, 5.59 terabytes. If you're not into bytes and terabytes and megabytes, it's just a big number, okay? And there's a lot of activity going on there. So we just wanted to just make you aware that they are very visible. The blog is one of the first things that we started. It was based on Mike's teaching. And if I click that, it's at freedomarc.wordpress.com. That will open. Again, once you if you download the PDF of this presentation, then you'll be able to use all these links and find all the things that I'm pointing at. So you'll be able to do that. So so often. I write a blog post which is based on some teaching that Mike has done here. I try and make it about 1,000 to 1,500 words, which is a good bite-sized portion for people to read and to engage with. So quite a lot of what Mike has done historically is now available on the blog, and you can see it there. And again, you've got all kinds of helpful items in the menu there that will help you engage with that. You know, the teaching series, all the teaching series that are featured on the blog are there listed in that menu there. So we've got, that was post number 202, as you saw. Post number 203 may go up tomorrow, if I manage to get it finished. It'll be up shortly anyway. We have about 1,500 subscribers. Those are about 250 of those are people who actually have WordPress blogs themselves who are following us, and we follow some of those back. And about 1,250 people have actually signed up to receive blogs by email. So when we actually write and publish a new one, that's there goes the mouse. When we actually write and produce a new one, it automatically sends them an email with that blog post on. So the number of views that we're getting doesn't include all those people that that get it by email, but we're still averaging about 1,000 page views, and those are real page views, on the blog every day. So about 30,000 a month, something like that, from all over the world. And we've just gone over 750,000 page views of all time. That's in the space of about 4 years, most of them last year, to be honest. The YouTube channel. Okay, this is where all those videos that Mike was mentioning can be found. Oh, 300 plus videos, 3,000 plus subscribers, and if I can find the link, I'm not playing. Click on it. This is kind of what you will see. This is Mike signed in here, so let's go. As a returning subscriber, as a new visitor, let's just press that for a minute. You'll see that we suddenly get a YouTube trailer come up with, with Mike talking and welcoming people to the channel. And further down, you can see all kinds of groupings of videos. So we've got uploads, playlists, popular uploads, all kinds of things there. You can just navigate your way through that, or you can use the index that I showed you back on the Freedom Apostolic Resources website to find particular videos that you're looking for. And if you go into the playlists on here, you'll find Mike generally talks about all kinds of different things on each particular supernatural mentoring video. But we've got a list of the things that he talks about, and you can find what he said about each of them by using the playlists on here. Let's come back out of that. 350,000 views, as Mike was saying earlier. Okay, and the way that we connect with most people, actually, is through social media. So, as Mike said, he's getting to nearly 5,000 Facebook friends, which is the limit. But we have also got a Freedom Arc Facebook page, which has 1,900 likes, and you don't actually have a limit on there. You can have as many likes as you like, and this is what that looks like, hopefully. So you'll see that when the page opens, you've got a promotional thing there at the top for the Engaging God program, where we can get people, you can actually sign up for the Engaging God program right here on the Facebook page with the sign up button that's there. Then if you look, scroll down, you can see that various things that we've posted and that various people have commented on, maybe. And you'll see just here, this is a blog post from a couple of years ago. Every day I promote a blog post from our archive. It goes up there. Some of it goes up there automatically. Some of it I have to do myself. I'm not always there at 6 o'clock in the morning. For those who think, wow, that's amazing, Jeremy's doing that every morning. No, I'm really not. What's really helpful here is if you could, you see here that we've got a number of people who've shared. If you click on the share button there, then you can share it to your own timeline. You can share it to groups that you might be part of. And that will actually help us vastly increase the number of people who see these posts. Because you put things on a Facebook page, you really only see them if you go and visit that page. But once people start sharing them themselves, then it starts to appear on their timelines and their friends see them and they post them on their timelines. And suddenly we've engaged with a whole lot more people. Now, this is not about us being famous or us having lots of friends. It's about getting the message that we carry out to as many people as we possibly can. So if you're able to help us by sharing, that would be really great. Facebook don't particularly like it if you ask people to share on Facebook. So I'm taking the opportunity, not on Facebook, to say, please would you share our stuff? It's really, really helpful if you would do that. Please share them, don't just like them. If you like them, yeah, that gives us a little bit of extra visibility, but actually sharing them is hugely better for contacting people, which is what it's all about. Twitter, I'm going to skip over a couple of these now. Twitter, we do have a Twitter page. We've got a following there, about 340 followers. We post a lot of stuff on Twitter, far more than we post on Facebook because it just works in a different way. And also we've got Google Plus. We've got a Google Plus page. We've had 107,436 views on our Google Plus page, which is great. Okay, still trying to make this work. Right, the Engaging God program, which Mike has spoken about a little bit. If you click the link which says Engaging God program here on this this presentation, it'll take you into the page where you can sign up and find out a little bit more about what that's about. And that's particularly for people who are not here in Barnstable with us, but would like to engage on this journey that we're traveling on. Okay, as Mike said, it's mostly actually about people. So Mike is out there doing teaching, he's doing mentoring, he's doing the kind of strategic stuff that he's spoken about, particularly when he goes to other places. But there's room for other people to be involved in that, whether you're here or whether you're elsewhere. We've got the Engaging God mentors. Yeah, Mike talked about this. There's a large number of people now who are asking for mentoring. It simply isn't possible for Mike to do all that. So people who are a little bit further along the pathway are stepping up and mentoring people that are coming along behind them, which is brilliant. But, you know, some of us here are probably in that kind of position where we could be thinking about doing that. And God's challenged me about that. I haven't had to do it yet, but the day will come. We have a number of people who are transcribing stuff for us. So, you know, Mike talks a lot, as you may have noticed. I don't think that's news to anyone here, is it? But, you know, everything, you know, what he says is really, really valuable and really interesting and really helpful for people. But there are some people who just can't engage with it when it's in that format. So we have people who are transcribing so that we can produce things like the blog or like articles and so on. We have translators. You know, not everybody speaks English. You know, for those of us who are here in the UK and in the States, it may be news that not everybody speaks English, but they really don't. And so we have people translating. We've currently got people who are translating into German, people who are translating into French. We'd love to reach places like Russia and India and China, We'd love to have Spanish translations of things, because you know you can reach a huge segment of the world in Spanish, and proofreaders, people who will read what we've written and actually make sure that it looks right. And of course, the largest resource we have is actually you. You know, and I'd like to encourage you to just consider where you are with this, what you're able to do, what role God is calling you to, how you can be involved in reaching this Joshua generation and bringing people into the revelation that we're beginning to get. Now, we don't have it all yet. We're beginning to get it. Other people are beginning to get it. How are we going to, as a group here and as a group internationally, how are we going to step up and play the part that God has for us in bringing this to people? Okay. Do you want to say something more?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll hand back to Mike and scoot off. There we go.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for carrying on. See, we're doing a lot of things, and God's opened this up over a few years. 3 years ago, we wouldn't have thought that was possible. I don't know. This is on, but it is now. Yeah. So for all of us. Okay. Okay. So for all of us, there's the opportunity of fulfilling your destiny. You might think, how is that possible? Well, 3 years ago, we wouldn't have thought any of this was possible, other than knowing what God had said and being obedient to it. So for all of us, we can do that. We have a small team working, three of us, plus with our cooperation with the Media Mountain, which is also about resources. So we're really looking to have people join us in part of this, as Jeremy said. You might feel you want to be called to Venture 3 or one of those seven mountains. But in a sense, this is the wider vision that God has given us. And there's a way of releasing this in a wider sense. So I'd encourage you to, if you've resonated with anything we've shared today, then just come and talk to us. If you want to know more about what we're doing and how you could be involved, then come and talk to us. There's so much more that we would like to do. There's so much more God is calling us to do. So today, we've shared from this perspective. There are other mountains that I'm sure are also going to share in the future, because we want to see the fulfillment of what God said in that. When we actually step up and occupy our positions of government, He's going to release more resources, more anointing, more power, everything we need to do to fulfill it once we're in those positions of government. Because it's not about just what we do as individuals, but what we can do together, which is why everything we're doing here is relational. So thank you for listening, and be blessed.